Sean Paul Barrett, Donegal under 20s, have recorded their second victory, won 13-5 points against Fermanagh here in McCool Park. What was your reading of that?
Listen, we're happy to get over the line tonight. Like, you know, there was a, particularly in the first half, it's a very cagey game. We were lucky enough to go in 4 points up at half time. Like, you know, so we knew ourselves we had a lot more work to do. We didn't perform to our maximum. Disappointed in that there. We looked to change a couple of things and looked to up the performance. And certainly they did that in the second half. And I think maybe we were kind of maybe got the just reward at the end of the day.
Yeah, a tough night for playing. It ground's very heavy there, and if it hit the ground at all, it really wasn't coming back up, and that made it a dogged kind of encounter.
And we kind of knew that before we started there, that the conditions were poor, a lot of water on the pitch, and we kind of said to the players, like, you know, trying to keep the ball moving and try and keep it to the chest, not have it on the ground. Listen, the conditions were the same for both teams. Like, you know, it's one of them games that's going to be just kind of a dogged. But we're delighted to get the result, and we're happy with the performance.
Yeah, I suppose it was tight enough. It was really only in the last 20 minutes that you pulled away. And a great goal from Paddy McAleese. Some very clever thinking to take a free straight in front of the post quickly. What was your view on that? Did you think he should have just tapped it over, or were you encouraging him to work the goal?
Paddy was in control of the ball. He won the free. He seen Sennon outside him, got the ball out to him quick, and there was kind of 3-on-1 then, and going through in goals, like, you know, so we knew we had a big chance of a goal. Great thinking of Paddy. He was switched on at the time, and then thankfully got the end of the ball too, to stick the ball in the net. It gave us a bit of a cushion then, having that goal. Like, you know, I suppose we were always in command after that.
Yeah, you know Paddy McAlee very well, obviously, from your time with Downing's last season. He scored 1-3 there today and really led the line from full forward.
Paddy's a quality player. I always knew that Paddy was a quality player. I've seen him at Minor a couple of years ago. I had the pleasure of working with him last year in Downing's, and he was a go-to man. He's a scoring forward. He's two good feet, like, you know, and I know the ability Paddy has, like, you know, and I think he can go on from strength to strength.
That's 2 wins for you and 2 wins for Armagh, so a showdown back here in 2 weeks to see who tops the section.
Yeah, that's a massive game now for us. I suppose that's what we have been looking at, that we're looking that hopefully we would have a showdown with Armagh, that the winner takes all, goes into the semi-final. So we need to improve, we need to be better than we were today. Armagh are a big, strong physical team, like, you know, so, and they're very well organised and a lot of good players, so we'll have to really add it to get over the line. But listen, we look forward to the challenge now, and it's a great position to be in.
Yeah, Cavan put it up to Armagh tonight. Tyrone have beaten Derry narrowly. Monaghan have beaten Down. So this championship's really hotting up.
Oh, yeah, it is. Listen, no more than the seniors, like, coming out. Ulster's a minefield. Absolute minefield, so it is. And there's a lot of very good teams, a lot of quality players. Massive amount of work. Like, you know, we'd see Down won the under 20 championship last year, and they got beat by Tyrone or by Derry in the first game, and they held Tyrone in the last game. Actually, Tyrone were lucky to equalise in injury time, like, you know, and then I see Monaghan beating Down today. Listen, there's massive competition. This thing is completely open. We can only look after ourselves, and we're looking forward to it now.
And just finally, a couple of changes from the last game. Niall Prendeville didn't play and Donal Gallagher didn't play. Are they injured, or what's the story there?
The two lads picked up knocks. Niall picked up a knock against Cavan after about 20 minutes or so. Like, he picked up a hamstring strain, so he was out now. And we'll just have to monitor him. He's the medical team's looking after him. The same with Donal. Donal picked up a knock last week. We lost two fellas that had been training with us there, Ryan Bard. And we send our best wishes to Ryan. Ryan underwent cruciate ligament surgery today. And we're wishing him the best of luck now in his recovery. And Callum Cullen, the same. Callum picked up a cruciate injury as well. We lost the two of them there in the last 6 weeks, like, you know, so we wish the two lads best and a speedy recovery. And we've picked up injuries. We also lost Callum McRae picked up a knock in the school's final, so Callum was still out, but hopefully he'll be back soon as well, fighting for a place.